I'm Jen Mason, and this is Her Startup Life, Episode 1. So today we're going to talk about her startup life, and by we, I mean myself and my co-founder, Meredith Davies, who's here in the studio with me. Hi, Meredith.
Hello, Jen. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
Oh, anytime. Like every time we do a podcast together, I'll give you a lovely introduction. So I think we should start by telling people how we met before we tell them about her startup life.
Okay, good idea.
It's on you.
Okay, so Jen and I both attended Startup Institute in Boston, and we met the very first day during the awkwardly long morning like reception that they had for us.
That was awkwardly long, but you know.
Yeah.
I think if we had known then that we would have liked that time to chat, we would have all been like, this is great.
Yeah. Enough time. No one knew what was going on. Exactly.
So, I think next we should sort of tell them the idea or how her startup life was born, because it was sort of like this little seed of an idea that we didn't know was happening when it started.
Yeah.
But it was your fault.
That
you started it.
Well, so during Startup Institute, I organized a Women in Tech panel with a lot of help from the Startup Institute faculty.
Yeah, but why did you do that?
Oh, because we didn't have... We had hardly any women coming to speak to us and loads of men coming. So for those of you listening who are unfamiliar with Startup Institute, we have regular speakers come in and talk to the group, and the majority of them on our schedule were men. And I had a conversation with one of the women who worked at Startup Institute, Katie Bickford, about that, and she just really encouraged me to push for some sort of programming geared towards women. So we had this panel, and it was really great. And the panel was not only informative, but it was a lot of fun.
It was great. It was great. A lot of people came in from outside the community. And then I think, you know, we started on our paths to finding new careers. You and I are both in new, cool jobs.
Yes.
I'm at Communispace. Meredith's over at WeSpire. Two awesome companies, which both happen to have been founded by women.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on purpose, but that was really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to do something with that. You know, I loved the event. I felt like it just started a conversation. I was surprised at how many people came from the outside. And I also
covered in Beta Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And I also wanted to, you know, play around this idea of starting something myself. And I thought, you know, it would be great to start talking to really interesting women. Like, what would be the, how would I do that without being weird and stalking people? And I thought, well, if I want to do that, other people want to do that. And I think I had this sort of idea on my own. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Meredith.
Yeah.
So then we chatted.
Yeah. So then once we were wrapped up with the Startup Institute, because we had no time during those 8 weeks, almost immediately after, Jen told me she wanted to go grab lunch because she had something to talk to me about, a proposition.
She's intrigued or scared?
No, I was interested. I was excited. Because you've talked before about having all, you know, these ideas and you know, that you have people you want to work with, and so I was excited that we were going to be able to collaborate on something, because Jen and I also worked together on an idea hack during Startup Institute, and I think that was the first time we really worked on a big project together.
Yeah, that was great.
We vibed pretty well.
What I liked about it is you called me on my shit. So, you know, so in the idea hack, it was four different people. So we had a marketer, a web dev, a product design, and sales. And we had to come together and solve this problem. And it was great to work cross-functionally.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we want to do with her startup life, is to really speak to all of those people.
Right.
I was talking all about personas, but Meredith was like, wait a second. You know, we need to make this a really great product. And she really made me... explain the process. Like, it was really good. I mean, I think you learned something, but it was, I might argue I learned more by realizing how I needed to work with a team who didn't necessarily know everything I knew. And that was really, really great. And that kind of leads us right into like what we're doing with her startup life.
Yes.
So we should tell them what's our MVP for startup life.
Well, I think
I'm gonna let you tell it. Okay, I'll talk about
the. I think you're better at explaining this portion of the night than I am.
All right, I'll talk about the online part, and you talk about the offline part.
Okay, that
sounds good. So, online, every month, we're going to bring you a new topic. Topics that have been discussed and sort of picked and curated by some of our volunteers and ourselves. And we're going to pair that up with an interview, a podcast, with some amazing women to start with in the Boston startup community. And that topic is going to drive the discussion for the month. So we'll have a podcast like we're doing now. We'll have a video which is being animated by another one of our startup cohort, Jen Douglas. And we will have an article. We'll have a book suggestion, sort of a book club running along with this, and a Twitter feed so you can sort of involve yourself, step into the conversation with us. So that's sort of what's going to be going online every month, sort of really great information with really cool, amazing women. We want some to be founders. We want some to be, you know, just people killing it inside their companies, inside their startups. And then we'll be doing some events.
And so the event portion will be semi-regular events. We don't have a plan for exactly how many we'll be having, hopefully quarterly, with quarterly larger events with some smaller events in between. And the events will be focused on covering some of the topics that we've had on the website and in the podcast, and just things that will appeal to all of our Her Startup Life community.
I think this is important because there are a lot of women's groups, right, in the Boston startup community and all the startup communities. I know how I would sum it up, but how would you sum up how ours is different than the other communities?
I think from what I think makes ours different, our idea here different, is that we're interested in reaching all women who are interested in startups or working at a startup or a company with an innovative culture or supporters of women in these fields, but it's not focused on one particular area. It's not a group that's going to teach you how to code necessarily, or it's not for just one sect of people in the company. It's really just about bringing a diverse group of women together so that we can hear more stories and work together and cross-functionally.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, because the cool thing is there are other women's groups that are helping women found companies, helping women find funding, helping women code, helping women get out there for speaking engagements. And we actually hope to work with all of those groups. We're right now in our planning phase calling them our sister organizations. They don't know they're related to it yet, but we're adopting everybody. Yes. And we really want to help promote that. So somebody comes in, they can spend time with our group, our community, at our events, but we're going to help point them out to whatever else they need to further their career, to enjoy life more, to just be happier, more productive women out there in the startup world.
That's a great point. And I think that another aspect of this organization that I'm excited about is the chance for members of Her Startup Life to work on the content that we're putting out. And so I, for instance, doing this podcast, Jen has really taken the reins on it and learned a ton. And I've been able to learn a bunch helping you start the organization and watching you put these pieces together. And so it would be great to have other women who are interested in exploring some other area, like helping Jen Douglas with the animation of the video or writing an article for the website, or just being able to find other outlets for their strengths and explore different avenues.
Yeah, we're entirely volunteer run, but we really want it to not just benefit the organization if you come to volunteer. We want it to just as much benefit yourself. So we hope people will, you know, come and bring their skills and things they're good at, but we hope they'll also want to try things they haven't tried before, because this is a safe place to do that.
Yeah.
And beyond being safe, I'm trying to think of some other great adjectives we'd use to describe sort of our attitude here at Her Startup Life. My favorite one is cheeky.
Cheeky, yes, definitely cheeky. I think that's, people would describe both you and me as being cheeky. I think just lighthearted and supportive is definitely a word I would use. I think a safe space is really, that's important to me, that people can come here and feel like open to ask any question or ask to be involved in anything or whatever. So those are good.
I agree. I would add positive, because positive, I think for me, you know, sometimes when you have a women's group, it becomes less of a women's group and more of a man-bashing group, and I don't think that's necessary.
Right.
I think men will benefit from having more women in startup, and I think if we can keep it positive and give women the tools to succeed, we can do that without ever bashing one single solitary man or groups of men or any amount of men.
Yes.
So zero man bashing. But I want to have fun with us. I think we're going to have fun with our interviews. We're going to have fun at our events. We're going to do all sorts of fun things. You have to help be on the team and help us affect like what we're going to do. We might do hackathons. We might do panels.
Yeah.
No idea is too crazy to consider.
Right.
Besides Meredith's handing events. So like make it crazy. So she has a lot of work to do. I'm just teasing, Meredith. I'm just teasing. So, yes, so they'll have to come back every month to find out what's going on. They can follow us on Twitter at Her Startup Life and on Facebook and herstartuplife.com.
Yes.
Our website. And
sign up for the emails. Come to the events.
That's right. Introduce yourself. Definitely. And come back next month, and we'll have our very first topic and our first guest, which is secret for now, but in 1 month you will hear all about it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.